And we are back, baby. That's right. This is Saki Bamagogo, show 146, for those of you keeping track at home. I know y'all coming straight out of Appleton, Wisconsin, formerly coming straight out of Clearwater, Florida, and more on that to follow. I digress. This is the show that's here to bring you all kinds of awesome, crazy, interesting, unique sounds from Japan, Korea, and elsewhere. This is there's a new band coming up. I only got live performance clips from them, but that's okay, because they're all kinds of awesome. Another Japanese garage girl band, which I have a slight penchant for, of course, but I'll play that a little bit later. Let's start off nice and easy with somebody we're used to. Stick around.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
My mind flash away, gonna good time. Regular hair, wanna get high. Love a soul child, raising your hair. Call to me, please, looking girl. Need your much, I left out. She's running to us. My mind flash, she look your shoe. Pretty so cool, wanna get you. I love a soul child, raising your hair. Call to me, please, looking girl. Need your tip, I left out. She's running. Wanna go try, break your heart. Wanna get high, love a soul child. Raise your hand, call to me. Please, what you know, need a long but I love up. She's running to high. My mind flash, she look your shoe. Pretty dog, wanna get you. I love so child, as you do a head. Call to me, please, looking girl. Need your sip, I left up. She's running to eye. My mind flash, she feel the lover. Shake on the lover. Shake on the lover. Shake on the lover.
I see you keep it alive.
why. Gonna ask you to keep it alright. Come around with me one more time. Ask you to keep it alright. Ask you to keep it alright. Oh, will you ask you to keep it alright? Ask you to keep it alright. Gonna ask you to keep it alright. Come around with me.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Starting off right, that was the Stompin' Riff Raffs from their Horror Show album. I played the titular Horror Show, Keep On Raid, chop suey rock, and rock and roll guitar. I say it that way because that's the way the 5678 say it in one of their albums, and I like it. What can I tell you? I'm a sucker for the classics. I'm a sucker for the 5678s, more likely. The Heimarts have a new 45 out, and I reached out to Time Bomb Records, and I said, please, you get me the shipping, and yeah, send me that, because it's all kinds of awesome. Lots of rock and jelly bean artwork on it, and which I dig that cat completely, and I think you do too, because why wouldn't you? Funny, when you move, boy, do you stimulate the economy for where you land. Wowzers. Yeah, well, yeah, like I had a budget. Like the move was substantial. You know, we sold the house in Clearwater. We were there for 23 years, for a million years. You know, there's just tons of crap. And you're getting rid of stuff and you're getting rid of stuff. And then we got here and our plan was to, because the pod, we used pods to move up here and they dropped. And what we did it as fast as we could because those things cost money. I mean, no lie. That, you know, that's every month you're talking $200 or something like that. So we dropped the first one, unloaded it. Looked okay. Dropped the second one, unloaded it. Getting tight. Dropped the third one. Third one was the first one you load, which is like your attic and your junk and stuff you don't even know what to do with or why you're keeping it. So we have a three-car garage that looks like... You remember the Indiana Jones when the top men were working on the on the Grail and they had that guy walking through the... That's what it looks like in my garage right now, except for not so much pathways. Or not so big paths. It's just... You can slink around the junk, and you're like, oh, man, I don't think we're going to be moved in as quickly as I thought I was going to be moved in, because I thought I was going to be quickly moved in, and that's not real. Oh, so sad. I'm going to drop our new music. This is a band called Rock a Cherry. Rock-A-Cherry. I think they stopped playing back in 2017, but maybe they're going to listen to this show and maybe they're going to be like, hey, that's us, and look at how awesome we sound, and maybe they're going to reform and bring the world lots of new music. A guy can hope, can he? Here is the brand new debut from us, from here on Saki Bama Go Go, Rock-A-Cherry.
Oh boy, this family's come a long way from Transylvania when we used to pound steaks into each other. We'll be right back.
It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Did I tell you they are right at home here? I do have to apologize for some of the quality of the audio there. I get what I can get. What can I tell you? I might reach back out to them and see if they have any of their stuff recorded that they can send me rather than ripping it off the internet, which is, you know, hit and miss at best. But I hope we all gave them a good Sake Bomb, a go-go welcome. Thank you, Rocket Cherry. And I'm going to keep scouring for some different audio from them because I dig them. They fit right in here, don't they? The Bat, 5678, Lulu's Marble, Rocket Cherry. It's all good. I have started. There's this show I binge watch. It's a guilty pleasure. I watch Deadly Women. And it's this crazy show. It just. I love this Candace DeLong lady. She's this FBI person who's just hilarious. Like the stuff she says is great. On par with Homicide Hunter's. What was that guy's name? Kenda. Kenda was hilarious too. I have a bit of a crime buff thing going on, which is sad and fine. But I've determined the leading death cause for infants is moms. That literally the not stillborn, not nothing. The leading cause of death for infants is their mothers. So make of that what you will. Here's some 5678s and not so grim sadness. I look at how I'm bringing the whole show down here. It's okay. If you've made it long enough, then, you know, good. Here's some 5678s.
Helmet, what's going on?
Sanders, what's going on?
It's Mega Maid.
She's gone from suck to blow.
What? They're getting all their air back. Do something.
Do something. Do something.
I'm boo, do bad, 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 do bad,
Isabel standing by the door. Look out window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I can see. Oh, I can see. That's the station where I meet up him before. I can hear him calling my name. But the by the door. Look at the window, I can see his shadow. In the dark subway window, I remember you. Oh, I remember you.
Wait, I got it. You could play with your magic nose goblins.
Our planet may be doomed, our Earth devastated. The monsters are in revolt, and civilization is in chaos. Godzilla is laying waste to New York. Rodan is attacking Moscow. Manda is smashing London, and Peking trembles under the wrath of Mothra. Our battle cry must be, destroy all monsters. Who can say which country or city will be next? We must unite and destroy all monsters. Is there a way to defend against Godzilla, Rodan, Manda, and Mothra? The answer is no. Let our battle cry be, destroy all monsters. Be prepared. See for yourself, in color from American International. Destroy all monsters. This picture is rated G for general audiences. Destroy all monsters.
Are you going to bark all day, little doggy? Or are you going to bite?
Classic. That was the 5678s off of their Teenage Mojo Workout album. I played I'm Blue, love it. Roadrunner, Green Onions, and another one of my super favorites, In the Subway. Very deep, very meaningful. Oh, good stuff. I do love the... I check every couple of weeks. I go on to Time Bomb Records and check to see if there's anything new from them, gals. And sometimes there is. I also go on to eBay, but boy, I don't like using eBay. I haven't used it for a long time. I don't know. Just no good. I mean, for me. Some people love it. I don't particularly love it. But that's okay. Enough of my talking. Here's some music. I mentioned the HIMARTS and that I was trying to get a 45 from Time Bomb, so why don't I play the HIMARTS? You'll be glad I did.
Boring!
Dad, we can't see the movie.
We can't.
can't believe we're paying to see something we get on TV for free. If you ask me, everybody in this theater is a giant sucker. Especially you!
Bye.
Sure, we all like it, and we'd all buy that for a dollar. That was the Heimarts, and I can't read the songs No Habla Nihongo Desu Ne. Yikes. That was many languages. Well, a couple languages. Okay, like three languages in one. I like to put myself over like I'm a big deal, but I am not. That's okay. Hey, make sure you're listening to some of my other stuff. On this channel, I have one called The Indie Circuit. It's playing all kinds of indie music you probably never heard of. And then you're like, wow, that's awesome. I should have heard of them. And then also, I have an old B-movie podcast called Slow Robot A Go-Go. And if you go to slowrobotagogo.wordpress.com, the dots are the period, then that is, it has all the shows, but it also on the side, you can search by title, you can search by dates. You know, I have it very, I tried to make it as user friendly as possible. That's been dormant for a while, but I am doing some retooling, and I think I'm going to be relaunching in the very near future to bring you guys all kinds of very bad, interesting B-movies. So check out it. If you like bad movies or B-movies or all kinds of crazy movies, check out Slow Robot A Go-Go. Just do a Google search. It actually comes up. It's a pretty good listenership. I don't know. It just went dormant. After a while, you see, when you watch like 2,000 to 3,000 B-movies over 10 years, you know, it gets a little, you need a break. So I think the break is over. It's been a year or so. I think it's time to kick back into gear and get to reviewing some of these awesome bad movies. But you're not here for bad movies. You're here for awesome music. So here is some.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, US dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
I'm alone and a honey. I'm a little honey, and it's still
Dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Man, that was Lulu's Marble off of their, just I think their subtitled album. I played Roadrunner, Koi, Suru, La La La, Blue Mau Mau, and It's Very Good. I always have a twinge of sadness when I play Lulu's Marble. I blind bought them out of a record shop in Japan, got home, played their album, was like instantly in love with them. They were right up there with 5678s in my estimation. And I couldn't find out anything about this band. Nothing's out there. And I'm like searching and searching and searching. Then I got a book from Rockin' Jellybean with his art. And it showed that one of the things he did was a compilation album. And then I got that compilation album and I read the back and it was dedicated to Lulu's Marble singer who passed away in a car accident. And I said, that is sad. They would have given this world so much. What an incredible band. I have all three of their albums and I can't get enough of them. That is enough of that. That's enough of this. That's enough of this show. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Get us out of here.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.